欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie， 今天呢，我们要跟 Sally 来分享一部2009年上映的喜剧电影。
Hello there, I'm Sally. Long time no see.If you just turn on the radio, this is Home Video, a special program especially made for the movie fans and English learners. Are you ready to take home this wonderful journey with us? Here goes. The movie we'd like to share with you is Old Dog.
电影的名字翻译过来呢叫老家伙，这可是由大家非常熟悉的两位好莱坞演员罗宾威廉姆斯和约翰特拉沃尔塔主演的。
Indeed, Old Dog is a 2009 American comedy film.Starring Robin Williams and John Travolta, with supporting roles played by Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, Matt Dillon, who died in August 2008, and his final cameo role in the film. If I'm not mistaken, Travolta's daughter Ella makes her feature film debut as one of the twins. The movie is dedicated to both Bernie Mac and Jack Travolta, John Travolta's son, who died in January 2009.
在影片当中呢，罗宾威廉姆斯和约翰特拉沃尔塔扮演了一对好朋友，他们呢同时也是生意上的合作伙伴。
Dan Rayburn and Charlie Reed are best friends and co-workers of a successful sports marketing firm.
影片的故事呢要从7年前讲起了。当年呢 ，Dan 刚刚离婚，查理带着 Dan 外出旅行散心。
And Dan met Vicky there and married Vicky after being whisked away by Charlie for a tropical vacation. The wedding, however, is short-lived.
7年的时间呢，一晃就过去了 ，Dan 仍然没有忘记这个 Vicky。他希望两个人呢能够再续前缘。那在给 Vicky 写了一封长信的6个月之后呢 ，Vicky 的突然到访让 Dan 兴奋不已。他觉得哎，机会来了。但是没有想到啊，一见面他就得知了一条惊人的消息。
I really don't know where to start, Dan. But I need to share it with.
Stop. In the name of love. Look, 7 years ago we made magic happen, but it's bad timing. Now we'll take it super slow. There'll be no outside distractions.
I'm going to jail.
What?
Tomorrow. 2 weeks for trespassing.
Why?
A chemical company wanted to build a plant that would have drained into a stream near my house. So I kind of chained myself to a bulldozer and burned blueprints to the plant.
Look at you. You're a political activist.
Well, I had ulterior motives.
You're a career politician.
My kids, Zach and Emily, stay near that stream.
Kids? You know, I just never thought to...You, not that you'd be attached, but...
Actually, I'm a single mom.
Ouch!
Oh, yeah. They think I'm going to spa in Westford Farm.
Oops.
You remember my best friend, Jenna, from Southeast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the hand model. They're staying with her. She's like family.
Oh, you got so much going on, girl. It just blows my mind.
Because there's...One other small detail.
Wait.
Daddy! You guys have to be back in 45 minutes.
I'm dead, dead.
Dan 呢为了这顿晚餐啊可是精心准备，他本来打算在这个时候呢来诚心表白一下，希望能够跟 Vicky 再和好如初，两人重新开始他们的甜蜜生活。但是没有想到啊，还没有等他说什么 Vicky 就先开口了。
Vicky 上来是这样说的， I really don't know where to start。 那咱们平时的时候怎么判断有些人说话欲言又止，想说些什么非常重要的事情呢却很难开口哈？我们就要留意这样的句子了。比如说像刚才 Vicky 说到的， I really don't know where to start， 我真不知道该从哪说起哈。或者呢是类似的句子是 I don't know how to put this，哎呀，我真不知道该怎么跟你说。
Dan 呢，这个时候还是很兴奋的，因为他觉得既然 Vicky 肯来见自己啊，就说明两个人还是有戏的。更何况 Vicky 开始说话的时候呢，有点支支吾吾。Dan 觉得啊，肯定是 Vicky 不好意思开口，
所以他这样说道 ：“Stop， 停停停，千万别这样说啊 ！In the name of love， 因爱之名啊。Look, 7 years ago, we made magic happen. 你看七年前的时候呢咱们呢也迸发了爱情的火花哈。And but it was bad timing. 可是呢那个时候呢时机不对。这里出现了 timing, 就是我们经常说到的就恋爱当中说呢 you know, it's a perfect timing for us.我觉得这对咱俩来说呢真是一个非常好的时机。有的人呢也会提到自己的感情意识哈，说到了 It's all about timing。 我觉得这些东西呢全都跟时机有关，不能早一分也不能晚一秒，在这个恰恰的时机里呢遇到那个命中注定的人。那 Gan 继续说到 Now we will take it super slow。 现在呢你也不用担心哈，让我们呢咱慢慢的一点一点的来进展。 And there will be no outside distractions。 这个时候呢就不会再受到任何外界的干扰了。 Distraction来自于这样的一个单词叫 distract, 做动词讲呢表示转移注意力的意思。比如说 I'm trying to distract her attention, 我正在试图转移她的注意力。那么这个单词的名词形式叫 distraction, 那这个里边 Dan 的意思是说呢 there will be no outside distractions, 那么这一次呢咱们也不用受外界的影响哈，两个人好好的恋爱一场 just us,只有你和我而已。
但是没想到其实 Vicky 支支吾吾难以启齿的事儿，并不是要和 Dan 呢继续发展感情，而是他告诉 Dan 自己要入狱两周。
Yeah, that's what she said. I'm going to jail. 我要被关进监狱了。他说到了 You know, 2 weeks for trespassing. 那么这里大家听到一个词 trespass表示呢过失侵入或者罪过哈，咱们平时可以这样使用它哈。The trespass on something means entering somebody's land or property without his permission or other authority, 也就是非法侵入某人的境地。那比如说咱们造个句子啊， He accused me of trespassing on his estate. 他控告我擅自进入他的庄园或者他的领地哈。另外呢 This word can be seen on a warning sign.我们也常常看到这个单词呢出现在类似的公告牌上，比如说有的公告牌上这样写到 No trespassing, 也就是表示严禁擅自入内的意思了。
当然了 Vicky 赶紧解释一下，他之所以触犯了法律呢都是为了保护他的孩子。
说到原因是这样子的， A chemical company wanted to build a plant that would have drained into a stream near my house.其实一家化工企业呢想在我家附近呢建一处工厂，然后把污水排到我家附近的小河里。 So I kind of chained myself to a bulldozer and burned the blueprints to the plant. 所以呢我就用推土机推平了工地，还把工厂的建筑图纸也给烧掉了。那么这里大家可能听到一些单词哈， chain 作为名词讲的表示链子哈，做动词讲，那么这时候 chain oneself to something 也就是把什么事情和另外的事情呢联系到一起的意思哈。那么 to a bulldozer 这里出现一个单词 bulldozer, bulldozer 表示推土机，而 bulldoze 就表示用推土机把什么什么东西夷为平地。 That is to say to clear away or flatten something by using a bulldozer.这个词近义词呢就叫 level, L-E-V-E-L。 那比如说我们来造个句子哈， The area was bulldozed to make way for a new road. 那片土地已经被推土机铲平，用于修筑新路了。
那 Vicky 为什么会这样的极端做这样的事呢？他又解释了一下，
She says, Well, I had ulterior motives. 实际上呢我是另有目的的。 Ulterior 这个单词 U-L-T-E-R-I-O-R, 它的意思是 being beyond what is seen.译成中文我们可以把它理解成暗藏的隐藏的意思。比如这一句 I have ulterior motives, 就是相当于我的动机啊远不像表面你理解的这样简单。我们再来造两个句子好了。第一句是 He had ulterior motives in buying me a drink. He wants to borrow my van. 他请我喝酒呢虽然是另有所图啊，因为他想借用我的车子。第二句是 Don't feel sorry for him. I think he has ulterior purpose.不用为他难过哈，我觉得他是另有目的的。
那这里 Vicky 的目的是什么呢？其实非常的简单，
他告诉 Dan My kids Zach and Emily play near that stream. 最主要的原因就是我的两个孩子呢经常在小溪边玩耍，这样呢是很危险的。
一听说 Vicky 呢有两个孩子，这可让 Dan 非常的吃惊，他是万万也没有想到啊。而且这个 Vicky 说呢，因为我要坐牢了，所以我这两个孩子呢要交给我的那个好朋友 Jenna 照顾。
Vicky 这就说到 They're staying with her.这个 Jenna 呢是我特别好的朋友，所以把孩子交给她呢我是非常放心的，因为呢 She's like family, 她就像家人一样。那 Dan 这时候就说了 Wow, you got so much going on girl, it just blows my mind. 这一下子听到这么多的这个你的近况啊，感觉你的变化真大，我一下都有点犯晕了。说人的变化大还有另外一种表达是 Wow, great job growing up.我不知道大家听起来是不是很耳熟啊，这句话来自于老友记 Chandler 遇到 Julia Roberts Band 的这个 Susie, 发现童年时的那个常常被他整蛊的丑小鸭出落成大美女了。 这个时候呢，不禁给出了这么一样的赞美 Wow, great job growing up, 就跟 Dan 所说的 You got so much going on 类似了。那他这里提到的 Something blows one's mind, 在美国英语当中呢，表示 To affect with intense emotions such as amazement, excitement or shock,也就是表示因为惊奇、兴奋或者惊吓引起的这种情绪上的强烈的波动。Because Dan thinks Rick is married, but realizes that she's still single.
在这一段对话当中呢 ，Dan 的情绪可是大起大落。先是他是满怀希望的，但听说了这个 Vicky 有两个孩子，他觉得啊、哦，那原来 Vicky 结婚了，自己是没戏了。但又听说这个 Vicky 呢要把自己的两个孩子交给好朋友照顾，这就说明呢 Vicky 其实还是单身。Dan 呢似乎还有点希望。不过正在 Dan 犯晕的时候，转不过弯来的时候 ，Vicky 的两个孩子跑过来了，居然呢管这个 Dan 叫爸爸。原来 Vicky 的孩子竟然就是自己的亲生孩子，自己这么多年来都不知道，这让 Dan 一下子更接受不了了。Vicky 也告诉 Dan 呢，因为受到了 Dan 之前给他写的那封长信的感染，他决定啊要让孩子们知道父亲究竟是谁。
Vicky resurfaces to tell Dan that their short marriage resulted in something he never suspected.Twins Zach and Emily.
Dan, I got your letter 6 months ago, and I won't lie, it threw me for a loop. I was completely ready to go it alone. But here was this 12-page, single-spaced letter from the father of my kids. And suddenly I had to ask if I was being selfish. Then 3 weeks ago, we were in Fridays for dinner,And Zach had to go to the bathroom, and as I was taking him to the ladies' room for the umpteenth time, I realized he's never even been in a men's room. My kids are 7. They have a father. So I thought maybe it's time they got to know who he is.
You know, I have to confess, I've always been a little awkward around children. I guess if they're your own, it's a different ballgame, huh?
We got a few hours to kill while Jenna goes out on a hand audition. Let's find out.
Okay.
Vicky calls Dan. Dan, I got your letter 6 months ago, and I won't lie. It threw me for a loop. 说实话，收到你六个月前写的信，当时让我呢左右为难。这里呢，大家听到 loop, L-O-O-P 是圆圈的意思。To throw for a loop 翻译过来就是表示感到非常的震惊啊，情绪上呢有很大的波动。比如说有人这样告诉你啊 ，My boyfriend is such a jerk.He said he wouldn't take me out because he had to study for a big exam. 我的男朋友啊，真是不怎么样哈。他说了不能跟我出去约会呢，主要是因为要准备一个大考。And it threw me for a loop when I saw him walking into the movie theater with Maggie. 结果没想到他和 Maggie 一起走进电影院，当时呢，真是让我大吃了一惊啊。另外的一个用法呢，是 to throw a curve. Curve 表示曲线的意思。那么 to throw a curve 就是表示在打棒球的时候呢发曲线球，我们可以把这个固定搭配翻译成给别人造成错觉或者让人难以应付或者欺骗别人的意思。比如说 Professor Taylor certainly threw us a curve today. 我们的 Taylor 教授今天可是把我们给难住了。 Half the questions were from parts of the book he told us to read, but he never covered them in class. 有一半的考题啊是他要我们看的那本书里的内容，但是呢他从来也没有在课堂上讲过。Obviously, most of us didn't bother to read the stuff, and we really got caught. 那显然我们大多数的人啊都没有花时间去看那个东西，所以今天我们忽然发现无法应付这个考题了。Vicky 又说到 ，It was completely ready to go it alone. 其实呢，我本来是准备独自抚养这两个孩子的。But here was this, you know, 12-page single-spaced letter from the father of my kid, and suddenly I had to ask if I was being selfish.但是呢，自从收到 Dan 的来信后呢，觉得自己隐瞒实情呢有点自私。毕竟 Dan 呢是孩子们的父亲，他有权知道详情。那看看 Dan 写给 Vicky 的信吧 ，12 page， 足足有12页 ，single spaced letter。那这里提到的 single spaced 表示单倍行距的意思。Vicky 的意思呢，也就是 Dan 非常有诚意，写了长达12页密密麻麻的长信给他，句句情真意切。那另外的说法呢叫 double spaced， 表示双倍行距，也就是空一行打一行字儿的意思。
虽然 Dan 呢一向是一个不太擅长和小孩子相处的人，但是看到 Vicky 这样充满期待的眼神，听了 Vicky 的这种叙述呢，他怎么能够拒绝呢？他答应 Vicky 要尝试着呢和孩子们相处一下。那这段对话我们再来听一遍。
Dan, I got your letter 6 months ago, and I won't lie, it threw me for a loop. I was completely ready to go it alone.But here was this 12-page, single-spaced letter from the father of my kids. And suddenly I had to ask if I was being selfish. Then 3 weeks ago, we were in Fridays for dinner, and Zach had to go to the bathroom, and as I was taking him to the ladies' room for the umpteenth time, I realized he's never even been in a men's room.
Really?
My kids are 7. They have a father. So I thought maybe it's time they got to know who he is.
You know, I have to confess, I've always been a little awkward around children. I guess if they're your own, it's a different ballgame, huh?
Well, we got a few hours to kill while Jenna goes out on the hand audition. Let's find out.
丽缇呢即将去服刑了，她本来打算把孩子们托付给好朋友 Jenna， 但是由于 Dan 的过错， Jenna 受了伤进了医院，看来啊是不能照顾孩子们了。
Vicky asks Dan to take care of the kids while she does her time, and thinking this might be his chance to get back with Vicky, Dan agrees.
You're a great girl. You must have plenty of friends you could call.
Then I could dress with my kids for 2 weeks. This is a disaster. I don't have anybody else.
That's not true. You have me. I'll do it. I'll take the kids. I'll do it. I will.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is a good thing. Oh, do you
know anybody
else? No. Lizzie 这个时候呢，已经是觉得孤立无助了。她能够放心的把两个孩子交托给谁呢？而对于 Dan 来说呢，作为父亲的责任感呢是油然而生。他这个时候必须要站出来做一个父亲该做的事儿。所以他跟 Vicky 说 ：“You have me， 你有我呢 ，I'll do it。” I'll take the kids. 我会照顾孩子们的。不过说这样的话呢，是因为当时的一时冲动，因为 Dan 没有任何照顾小孩子的经验，他要怎么来照顾两个孩子呢？所以他又只好跑来向老朋友 Charlie 求助了。
At the same time, the two must finalize a huge marketing deal with the Japanese company.
因为这笔生意非常的重要，所以 Charlie 呢，自然不愿意让两个孩子搅入他们的生活中，占据他们的时间。
And then suddenly, you're supposed to take care of twins, but we have the biggest deal ever. Aw, Dan.
I put that aunt in a halo for a month, Charlie. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to give them back. They got 24 hours. They'll find another
baby. I can't give them back. They're my kids. It's not like puppies here. Take them back.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got they sleep 10, 12 hours, right, a day?
If you're lucky.
You've got TV. You've got bathroom time. You've got... You give them a lot of timeouts. You know what? You're looking at about 90 minutes of being a dad a day.
90 minutes.
It's just a run-out-the-clock situation, that's all it is.
So it's not something
that... You'll be fine.
We can do this.
We? No, you are on planet Dan now, baby. And I'm down here on Earth just cheering you on. That's all
I'm
doing.
You started this, remember? You're the one who took me down the floor. Mr. Feelgood's going to teach me how to live. Wasn't alone then. I'm not going to be alone now. Okay? Tomorrow morning, 7:30, I want you outside your apartment ready to go, because I'm going to be an old dad for 2 weeks. You're going to be Uncle Charlie.
I want to take care of the kids.
Dan tells Charlie, 照顾这两个孩子呢，其实是出于无奈哈。他这样说道 I put their aunt in a halo for a month. 是我害得他们的阿姨呢住院一个月，所以呢我不得不照顾她。What am I supposed to do? 你想想我还能做什么呀？这里出现了单词 halo,H-A-L-O 表示围以光环的意思，通常呢我们会在很多绘画作品中看到圣像啊或者其他人物的头顶被光环笼罩的样子，那个光环呢就是 halo 了。那这里 Dan 说的 put somebody in a halo 大致呢我们可以理解成把某人给弄得头晕目眩神志不清了，那他的意思是说我害得孩子们的阿姨呢住进了医院，一时半会儿也好不了，所以只能由我来照顾孩子们了。
因为 Dan 也别无选择，所以呢 Charlie 开始想其实照顾孩子也许并不是那么的难，你看刨出这个时间刨出那个时间，可能你一天当中呢当90分钟的老爸也就足够了。
他这样说道 You've got TV, you've got bathroom time, 你看有这个小孩看电视的时间吧，还有小孩们洗澡的时间， You give them a lot of time out, 你不用随时随刻都盯着他们的。这里出现了这个 time out, T-I-M-E, time 时间 out, 中间没有连字符啊 O-U-T, 也就是表示球类比赛当中的暂停或者中场休息了。
You're looking at about 90 minutes of being a dad a day. 所以抛出了那些时间呢，你一天啊，顶多也就当90多分钟的这个爸爸。不过也就是一场球赛的时间嘛。当然了，查理在这儿把这个照顾孩子说的那么简单，也是为了安慰Dan。当然，照顾孩子不会是这么简单的事情。那接下来的故事将如何发展呢？孩子们和Dan在一起能不能够很好的相处呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和Sally来分享这部非常有意思的喜剧电影《老家伙》。
Before we end today's program, let's have a little review of what we learned. First, we will take it super slow. There will be no outside distractions.
咱们的感情可以慢慢的发展，不用去理会外界的干扰。
Second, I have ulterior motives.
我实际上另有目的。
Third, you've got so much going on, girl.
哇，你的变化真是太大了。
Fourth, it just blows my mind.
这件事都把我给搞晕了。
Fifth, it threw me for a loop.
这件事真是让我感到震惊。
Alright, that's all for today. 别忘了明天同样的时间跟我们继续分享这部电影。
We will surely talk about the rest part of the movie with you guys. So, wait and see. Keep in touch with us all the time.
如果想在线收听和重复收听我们的节目 Home Radio, 欢迎大家登录网站 www.am774.com。 当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 774, 收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Sally. Have a nice day.
If you stay up, I sit down with emotion like a pair. Up or down, high or low, you've always been right there. You've been a friend of me. Yeah, God sent to me. And I ain't too proud to say you've been
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
My mom always saidLife was like a box of chocolates.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home Video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。Join us. 第七届银赛创意全球华语广播栏目大赛，您我参赛。即日起至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意。了解详情，请登录北京广播网银赛创意官方网页，或拨打电话8501-3263 8501-3263，快来加入吧，谱写您心中的美妙音符。
想省钱、省心、省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧。 微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
14 hours, Beijing.